I'm Ding. I'm the bell.
Ding the bell, ding, ding the bell.
Welcome to Ding.
Are we recording already?
Yes. Welcome to Welcome to Ding the Bell podcast. I'm Ding.
I'm the Bell.
We are walking in the downstairs to the
Ding's
scale.
Uh-huh.
Because we are going to weigh ourselves.
I had to take my belt off. Okay. To make it lighter.
Okay, take your belt off. Okay, now we're going into our room to ding the bell. Oh, to weigh ourselves. Here.
Oh gosh, I don't want to do this.
Okay, I do first then.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I'm not gonna look.
Okay, we have a lot of stuff on
I'm
there.
I'm not gonna look. Just so you.
Oh my god. 188 pounds. And we have a lot of stuff on there. We have
clothes.
We have clothes and
I'm not gonna tell my weight.
Don't tell it. It's okay, don't tell
but
it.
But are you gonna look?
I look.
You're not gonna look. I didn't look.
I know you. Well, I told you 188, stupid.
Maybe I'm more than that.
Wait, get step down, step down. Last one. Okay. Wait.
I don't want to shock. Okay. Oh! Oh! Oh my god! I think this is wrong.
Well, you have so many things on.
I know, because I was on...
I know.
This morning, how it's happened.
But you remember the weight, okay? So next time we'll weigh again.
Yeah. And we ate.
I almost said it.
We ate. And
your eyes like that.
I know, it's hurt. But we ate and then like clothes and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, we ate so much and then we also went to...
Sorry.
We also have a lot of...
My eyes.
Why?
Oh, no.
Oh, they want to eat.
Oh, poor thing. Why don't you feed them?
Okay.
Go feed them. Let me hold this thing. Okay, now Ding is feeding cat. Two cute cats. Really cute.
Oh,
see, can you hear the me? Nani? Onaka hetta no?
Girl.
Onaka hetta nani? They are very hungry. They are now can eat one scoop each. That's it. Are they on diet? Aww. Chai. Oh, so cute. All right, here.
Okay, so we're back.
Okay.
So now that the cats are eating, we are going to talk about... What are we going to talk about?
Huh?
I forgot what we were talking about this week.
Are they eating in dark? How come you didn't leave the light on?
It's okay.
Are you sure?
They're cats. They don't need lights.
Huh. Poor thing. Okay.
So we're back.
We're back. So let's talk about stuff.
What stuff are we going to talk about this week?
Do you think it really look like this?
Wait, hang on. Put the microphone back. Okay. Look like what?
Look like this.
Yes.
I hope I didn't check my weight right now.
You'll find out tomorrow. Okay. Let's put the power in. Okay. So, we're back on our studio.
Uh-huh.
Now we are...
Where's the calculator? I want a calculation.
Why do you want to calculate?
I want to know in a kilogram.
Okay. Yeah, we're counting.
Huh?
We're counting. You don't know how to use a calculator?
Okay, this is the ready to go?
Yeah.
Time.
We're calculating. Wow.
How? Okay, so...
She's trying to figure out how... But you're wearing so much. You have your belt and your jeans and your shirt.
Yeah, this is in this morning, but now.
But you were naked this morning, weren't you?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have so many things.
Yeah.
This is the thing. So anyway.
Anyway.
So what are we talking about? Oh yeah, what is the word of the ding, Mike? The ding, the bell.
My the bell. Word of the bell is.
Do we have to decide?
We didn't.
What about the funny one you heard?
Why don't you share yours too?
Mine is not funny. Yours is funny.
Pig was funny.
No, it's not. Okay, this one's funny. Okay, what is the, okay? The ding, the bell.
Okay.
Oh, I know what this show is all about. We're gonna talk about how we met, coming out.
Uh huh. Yes.
Why is something wrong with the microphone? I hear. Do you?
No.
No. Okay.
Don't put ear. That's why.
Yeah. So, so the
word of the bell.
Yes, the word of the bell is. What is the word of the bell?
Wakey talkie.
Yes.
Wakey talkie.
Can you make a sentence with wakey talkie?
That's kind of hard.
Come closer.
Wakey talkie. You help me to make sentence.
Okay. The two policemen.
That's a good one.
The two policemen, yeah.
Two policemen are using.
Yeah.
Their wakey talkie.
I think everybody knows. Okay. All right. We'll come back and we'll tell you what it means at the end of the show.
All right. So today's our topic is.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
So our topic is.
Yes. Our topic is. What are we going to talk about?
How we met.
Oh, yeah. How we met in.
How Ding met the bell.
Yes. How Ding met the bell. Okay. I thought we talked about that before.
Did we?
I don't know.
Well, where's the note?
What?
I wanted to check something. Anyway, that we want to talk about it today, or I thought we were going to talk else?
No, we're talking about coming out, right? Like how I, how I changed.
Yeah.
I become a superstar.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that the next show.
Okay.
Yeah, because maybe it might take two shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, you know, we might relate it to stuff too. Uh-huh. So we had a, let me see the note. That one, that let's talk about this one today. What was that?
Betsubara?
Yeah, Betsubara. Let's talk about Betsubara because we were just talking about diet.
Okay, that's right.
All right. Betsubara is, how can I explain? It's a Japanese term saying that when you feel, after you had a dinner or like food.
Yeah, really full. And
yeah. However, when you see.
Dessert,
sweet
things, yeah.
You can still eat,
right?
And then
it's as if you have two stomach, then your food goes into one stomach, and then you have a second stomach for sweet stuff.
Yeah, so that we call.
I always say that I have that.
Yeah, like we call it Betsubara. B E T
S U
S U Bala is B A R A.
Okay,
Betsubara. Uh-huh. Betsu meaning
different. That means separate.
Bara is stomach.
Okay.
Now I was just sharing to Ding this interesting story in
Japan.
Tell us. Like we had a TV show. I forgot the title, but the TV show always bring up like kind of audience this question, and you know, hey, why you know this thing happened? And they really do experiment, and then you know show the result, and then you know. Shows on the TV, so we can get answers and stuff too. So when they had a question about Betsubara, is a real thing or not? Funny thing is, they had a two people who volunteered for the experiments.
Right,
the two ladies. So they fed them with a bunch of food.
Were they fed?
Well, I think they're just regular, like you know, yeah. Then. After they finished dinner or, like, you know, food, they x-rayed their stomach.
Uh-huh.
So the stomach looks like a balloon. Like they x-rayed before they ate.
Uh-huh.
Then after that, so they could compare. Right. And it's just totally a balloon.
Yeah.
So then while they're doing that, they also put a camera to the stomach.
Inside the stomach.
Inside the stomach so they can see the movement and stuff too. Right. Now, so when they are full, the stomach is like a balloon, no space at all.
Uh-huh.
However, as soon as they show them the sweets in front like of dessert, them, yeah. dessert, their stomach started to move very fast, like yeah, and like digesting and stuff, everything. Then they made a room, and the doctor was saying like, "Oh, look, that is Betsubara. It is existing. Like the Betsubara is there." So they could eat sweet. So it was very interesting.
And so, but when she told me that, I was actually eating in the restaurant. So uh-huh. I was very full. And I said, oh, no, I don't believe it. But she said, but Betsubara, you can eat dessert, right?
Yeah.
And I said, no, I cannot.
Yeah.
And then we went to Latte Land after that. And I saw the cookie.
Frosting.
Yeah.
Yeah, frosted cookies.
Cookie.
We could eat.
And suddenly I was like, oh, I think I can eat.
Yeah, see, because like Ding's stomach digested really quick and then worked so fast and made a room for that.
Yeah, I did that.
So the Betsubara does exist.
I did an x-ray and my stomach was so big the x-ray cracked. The camera cracked.
But that's very interesting. So, yeah, I think everybody have Betsubara.
I don't know. Do you believe that? Do you personally experience that yourself?
Yeah, all the time.
Maybe that's why we're fat.
Well, I think it could be also gender thing too. Like, you know. Like,
oh, did they do tests on female?
On the female only.
Why did they not do
I don't
tests?
Know. Maybe doctor thought that a lot of women had Betsubara because we love sweet.
You know, well, like I love sweet too.
I know, but sugar makes kind of us happy. You know.
Make your chocolate, ass happy?
Ass meaning females.
Oh.
I thought it made your ass happy. Speaking about us, when
what? Let's change topic. Yeah. Yes,
when I was talking to Ding earlier at my house, you know, we had something that I had to talk about. I was sitting in a toilet pot for a long time. So when we finished the conversation, like 1 hour or so, maybe almost.
Yeah.
Like I had a big like circle mark on my butt. it hurt me, and I couldn't move. Quickly, you know, that was very uncomfortable.
Okay. Yeah. You know what we were talking about butt? Remember when we went out earlier, you said
You have no butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ding does not have any butt.
Who wants to donate a little butt for me?
I want to donate, but my butt looks like sticking out.
That's good. That's a good thing. Oh, I wish my butt sticks out.
Well, like, you know, when I walk, I look like I'm shaking my butt.
That's good. I think guys like that.
I don't know. I don't think I like it. Oh, I'm not a guy.
Guys like it, though.
Ooh.
They like it. Ooh, bloop, bloop, bloop.
Oh, I don't know. I look like I'm shaking whole. Like,
I know. I think that's like attract men, I think.
Really?
Yeah, please write this and let us know if you're
what
not
do you
gay.
Think?
If you're not gay.
What do you think?
If I, like guys' butt and girls' butt are different. You know, because they're like more hip and females more hip.
Kind of curves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But guys, but I like guys' butt that is like stick out in the back.
Yeah. And then like a little, like a harder look, don't you think?
Yeah, like a round, like more compact. Mm-hmm. And I love that. Ooh, I love a nice ass.
My husband has very
good ass.
Very good one too.
Mm-hmm. I think I got to pay attention next time.
Oh my gosh. You know, I mean...
Oh, there are some men with like, ugh.
Don't get me wrong, and I'm not pervert or, you know, weird or anything. I love butt.
Oh my gosh, I have to go show you some porn, gay porn with
oh
nice
gosh,
butt.
I love it. And I can...
What would you like to do with it?
Spank it. I do. I love it. Just like the feeling. And then this is like kind of like a silk. Like a silk tofu.
But
silk tofu.
No, okay, so to what do you want to, like, you know, while you have sex, what do you want to do with it?
Just like this.
I grab it.
Yeah, and then like.
I can think of so many things I want to do with the butt.
I definitely cannot share
the bell.
I cannot share this show to my, you know, close people, like family and stuff.
Well, you didn't say anything.
But, you know, they know who my husband is.
Right, but you didn't say anything about what you do to your husband.
Do you think it's weird if I like to, well, maybe I shouldn't ask you about this right now.
Yeah, maybe later when the show is all closed up. No, everybody, I think.
I love butt.
I love butt too.
Oh,
this becomes a show.
I just love it.
I like that kind of like, you know,
yeah,
this kind of topic that we go into without planning.
But you keep
like when we plan the topic, sometimes it's very difficult to say.
I know, but you know, you keep giving up my real name and stuff, so I can't really talk about the stuff.
Okay, well, but next time we'll talk about that.
Maybe we can totally create a new show.
No, I don't have that much time, bitch.
No, yeah.
Unless Nancy sent me money.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I don't want her to where like she sent me. She already sent me so many things. Nancy, I'm totally kidding. Please don't.
Nancy,
I'm
please.
I'm totally kidding.
We need a production.
No, she's gonna. If she sent, we're gonna feel very guilty.
Yeah.
But don't. Well, but she already sent me like you know the you know souvenir stuff. Sorry, we were
it's
too
so loud.
Are you thinking about what I'm thinking?
Yeah, the thing.
The car
I
thing.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, we can go. We can talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the reason why the last few shows not as good is because we tried to stay on one.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, that's my telephone.
Do you have to take it?
Huh?
Do you have to answer?
No.
Okay. All right. Sorry. That was Ding.
Sorry.
The bell's phone. Who is that? When is that?
Yugo, remember? Our Yugo. You remember?
Oh!
Remember our Yugo. The pilot.
Pilot.
Oh. Yeah. She sometimes calls. She's very nice.
Okay.
I'll tell her that you said hi to.
Okay.
Okay, anyway. Yeah, we were...
She should listen to this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, let's talk about Nancy. Nancy has been so nice and she sent me so many things already. And one of the things that she sent me was... the car driving thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like a little thing that you get from the shrine.
Uh-huh.
Japanese shrine. What, Shinto shrine? What is
Yeah, Shinto
what?
Shrine. Shinto and shrine. Like a protection.
It's like a protection for safety driving in the car.
So
sort of safety thing.
That thing's supposed to prevent you from accident or all kind of stuff too.
I think I had an accident the other day and then she sent me one. Yeah.
Very, very thoughtful. Very nice. And you know, it's very, very good gift for that.
Right, right. But the funny thing that you want to tell me is kind of like the opposite.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm Christian, and, you know, so it's okay, right? Say that.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so, but I still really do believe a lot of, like, you know, our customs, like Japan, people believe, you know, for the little, you know, protection and stuff too, and still go to shrine for that.
Like, I see that as a, I don't really take that as, like, you know, oh, this will for sure protect me.
Yeah.
I see this as a good gesture that Nancy wanted to, you know, give me, and it's a good thought, and I believe in positive energy, and you know, therefore,
exactly.
It's like
that's why I like to have.
It's more a reminder that oh, Nancy is so sweet, and she's thinking about my safety, and so I put it in my car that way.
Yeah.
I cannot put it on my mirror because it's too distracting.
Uh-huh.
It go like that,
yeah.
Like fling, fling, fling,
uh-huh.
And then I'll have run into a tree if I, you know, get distracted.
Yeah, but you know what? The way I have,
but
is,
I put it in my drawer.
Yeah, that's good, and that you should have in a car,
mm-hmm.
And that kind of make you feel secure. Like you know, I have the protection, so I'm okay. Can you know?
No, I don't feel that way.
Well, you know, that's why I did that too.
Right.
However,
maybe yours is not big enough.
Maybe. I don't know.
Who gave you that, your mom?
Myself.
Oh, maybe you have to have somebody else give it to you.
Actually, well, we went together. And my mother, of course, got it for me too. But, you know, I got one for me. I got one for my husband. I think it's working good for my husband. He never had an accident. Knock on the wood.
But the thing is, you're trusting the thing too much and you're not careful.
Probably so, yeah.
You cannot trust that thing too much. The thing only works after, like, you have to... In another word, the thing doesn't work, but it just reminds you that you need to pay attention.
Funny thing was, I did not really put the thing until like the day before or a couple of days before my car accident. So I put that, finally I put that thing there. And oh yeah, I'm safe, I'm driving. I think maybe that's why it
Maybe you think, oh yeah, I'm safe, I don't have to worry about it.
And then 2 days after.
Two days. So you cannot depend on that thing.
That's
like, you can have that thing remind you that you have to pay attention to
that. The reason I had it because I was peeking Starbucks line.
Oh.
I was looking.
You were not paying attention.
No, it was just 1 second. Like, you know, I'm a very careful driver. That day, somehow, you know, I was so distracting. And I was looking for Starbucks. So, you know, I got off work earlier. So I'm like so excited. Okay, now I'm going to get coffee. So I was like, where is the Starbucks at? And when I peeked to the left, I didn't know the car in front of me stopped at the signal. The light was green already.
Uh-huh.
Before I was saying light blue. Because in Japan, like, signal is
blue. Okay.
But then when I was at light blue, and Chris said, no, it's green. I'm like, okay, well, blue, green, whatever. That's not blue. And I was keep saying blue. Chris said, no. My husband said, no, it's green. Yes. It's a color, it's green. I'm like, who cares? It's blue. Anyway, so it was blue. So
that was so ding.
So it was blue. So I was like, oh, I can go. And I was keep pushing the, you know.
Gas.
Yeah, to the gas. And slowly, like this, I was like, after that, I kind of woke up kind of thing, and I was like, oh, shit. I thought, like, oh my gosh. I didn't care about myself or anything else. I was so care about the bird came.
The bird came.
Anyway, then, yeah, my brand new car.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yep. I think I just got it 3 months ago, and I already... So my car, but now perfectly fixed.
Right. And then her stereo sticker is still on there. You know that clear sticker that you put on like electronics that you peel off the first day you got your car and all that, like all the plastic that wraps stuff? She still has the plastic that is stuck on her stereo screen. Like a whole plastic stuck on there. There's a little white thing for you to peel the whole thing
off. Yeah, to keep from scratch.
But I know, but... It's keeping from scratch. I don't see you put plastic on your the whole car.
No, but, you know, stereo, why? But it's nicely, you know, there, right? It's not peeling off or anything.
It is so ugly.
You think?
Yes.
Do you think I should take it off?
I would definitely take it off.
Like, even, like, my mother, whenever she had the telephone like this, she had the plastic thing the whole time.
No.
So it's very fine to just peel.
Chennai.
That's good.
No, that's good.
Okay, well,
not good. Well, it's time. Thank you all for listening to our show. It is called Ding the Bell Podcast. And you can find us at dingthebell.com. Yeah. DINGDABELL.com.
And, you know, we really appreciate that you guys listen to our show. And, you know, we want to share, like, a lot of, like, laughter and a good story.
Sometimes laughter, sometimes
you know, we talk serious stuff. That I think it's important that, know, that what we need to do. So we can share thoughts.
Now, really, you know, seriously, when we see each other, no matter what, whether we're in a good mood or bad mood, we always laugh, too.
We laugh. And then today, I laugh and I really...
And cry, because I made her cry.
Yeah, today I did. And, you know...
made her cry, made her put a ring on her ass.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I checked my weight and I'm so heavy now. I'm like, oh my gosh. But still, you know, we...
So next month, we will weigh ourselves
again. Recharge bitchiness.
Hopefully.
Bitchiness joke.
Yeah, recharge.
Recharge
power. Okay, thank you all for listening.
Thank you so much.
We want to hear from you. We want to hear your questions. Mm. We want to, if you have questions that we can discuss in the show, and we'll use that as our topic.
That's right.
You know, you can leave us your
message.
Questions on the comment.
Yeah, voice message as well.
Yeah, voice message. What number is 206-600?
600-705.
Mm-hmm. So our number is 206-600-705.
Then also dingthebell@gmail.com.
Right, you can reach us there as
well. Okay, all right. Well, have a great week.
Have a great week. And I think it sounds like it's fall now. And
a lot of people catching cold and allergy. Yeah, my eyes falling off.
I think it's almost October. I think it's October now.
It's September now. So next month is October.
Right. Because when we air the show, it'll be October.
Oh,
I think, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Wow.
This is October already.
I love winter, by the way.
Yeah, I hate winter.
Oh, I love winter. Because, but you know what?
I don't like to drive.
I know, I hate that. That's only I hate the part. But you know, we have to lose weight so that, because we're going to start to wear coat and all kind of stuff. We look bigger.
Yeah, okay. Okay, bye. Thank you for listening.
Bye.